This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday.
It's Thursday.
Oh, there he is. Hey, Morgan. Hey, you guys. I had such an exciting day yesterday.
Why?
I saw Bryn
in person.
It's
crazy.
What did you guys do?
We stayed really far apart from each other.
We did.
And we sat on the back porch and talked for like an hour. It was so...
And then what happened?
And then I went home.
And then you went home.
I came there to drop off a brick, one of those units.
One of the Comrex units. Mm-hmm. So we're you know, just, I mean, it was so unusual.
Me and Nicole want new Comrex units. What's the matter with us?
You got yours, actually. Yeah. Yours
can't
is the best
by.
One of all
you
of
need
ours.
To,
you have the best one, Vinny.
We want yours. We want your unit, then.
Yeah, we all want your unit.
What do you mean?
That's the one I want.
That's a sick unit. You know all the stuff I do on the computer when I go behind the scenes? And it's called the GUI, Graphic
yeah.
User Interface.
Not
you
really.
You have that right
I mean,
there on the screen. Right there on the screen. That's all built in. It's pretty cool. So you can do all this amazing stuff with it.
You
have two ports. You know, you can have two headphones.
For our
jacks.
Listeners, let's not let Bryn go off on this. Because,
that's right.
Oh,
yes.
My
I
God.
Always do that.
Bryn is the guy who, even though I started the conversation by saying, I get that you want to talk. I'm not going to understand any of it. Go. Like, I've explained that I'm not going to understand any
you
of
get
it.
Get it. Don't and lie. She acts
you know
like
what's weird
doesn't.
About tech? Because I've gone through this with phones, too. I've often been like, well, I'm going to buy one, so I should buy the best one.
Mm.
I mean, I want it to be quick and reliable
sure.
And all the good stuff. And just like this unit, as you're telling me I have the best unit, I end up going on, connect, disconnect. Those are the
That's
three
it.
Things
yeah,
I do with this
off.
Unit, everyone.
Off,
as Bryn
you?
Was just being all frothy about all the things it can do. Oh, my God. Have you ever seen when I go on the GUI? And I don't know what that means, but whatever.
No one does. No one knows.
Right.
And that's
the point
thing,
is, I do this with phones, too, or compute, even laptops. I'm like, well, I should get the good one. I
right.
want it to work fast
to be
and
the best.
Smart. And,
mm-hmm.
and right. then I end up doing what I just said, which is on, connect, and then later,
but you,
disconnect.
It, when that's all you can do, you want the best one because you might be missing something. That you don't even know about.
Well, like, that's my point. Is I do have this weird relationship with technology where I assume I'm supposed to get the good stuff
mm-hmm.
because that will work better and be.
That's
and
the right
yet,
assumption, though. It is.
Yeah,
I don't know that I need any
you
of
don't.
The things.
You probably
that I,
don't, right?
Right.
I like, but the problem is, if you're like, okay, well, I'm not going to get the best one. I'm going to get. Then you have no idea which one meets your needs.
Right.
Or which one, you know, what's the lowest I can go and still get the things I need out of it, which is on, connect, disconnect, off. what is the lowest end I can go? So then you're like, I don't want to take a chance.
Right.
I got to get the best one. But there's all, you know, it's all this like the average person does not need a Comrex unit to talk to their mom.
No,
they're
not
broadcasting at their mom's house.
But does the average person need a MacBook Pro? I don't
Probably
know.
Probably not. I don't
turns
know.
Out, I've got one, and I don't do anything with it that has...
But guess what?
I search
pro,
the internet.
Which means it's the best one.
It's probably right. faster.
It's probably the one you needed.
I don't know.
Let's go with that. Well, yeah, that's but the running joke between us is the testing. Like Bryn, every freaking day he's got something. Like I'm telling you, Bryn, I really want you to take a picture of the spaghetti behind. I can only imagine it. I've never even seen his. You know what I've seen of his studio? What you've seen of his studio? That's what I've seen.
Oh, you haven't seen behind the board before?
Never. I've never. It's evolving, I don't even know. I don't so even like, know what. I know it's evolving. I know. I get it. That's, I actually picture it as being a cockpit. Like, you know, you would see like the tech genius on some movie and he's got 10 screens in front of him and he's all, it's all wired in.
Five, not 10, but.
Well, sure. Whatever. I mean, five screens. Do you need five screens? Yes, you do. Because
sure
your guy
do, yeah.
actually understands that stuff. I
need
want you
those
to
screens.
Take a little video and put it up on Instagram.
I'm
I think
not proud of
be...
my, it's a little messy
oh,
right now.
Oh, stop
you
it.
Know how
just
it is.
Stop it. I do. For sure, but it doesn't
stuff.
Matter.
I know how it is.
We can't
I
tell
time
the
to zip tie and clean
the
stuff.
The mess and what is actually necessary. Like, it just, you know, every single day he's like, hey, you got a minute? I want to test something. You got a minute? Let's do a
That's
test.
That's not true.
Oh, my God. Tell me a day that you haven't said, oh, I want to test. I mean, this week alone, we've tested 15 different things.
Yeah, this week.
I have a great idea for, let me explain it to you. I'm like, if you must.
It's important.
Well, in,
I don't,
in
I'm
Bryn's
not going to understand
defense,
this.
I do believe we went through an event. Just well, let's say I just personally had this realization that it's possible one day Bryn might need a day off, and in and
we
during
had
that
this conversation yesterday,
during that day off, I feel like I could take a day off too. I guess because frankly, as I think about us trying to do this without Bryn getting us connected, or you know what, if. Both producers decide to take a day. Sarah and Vinny are on telephones, so
yeah. Yep.
I mean, and we can do a show for ourselves on phones.
Yes,
but really,
we might have to. I said this to him yesterday. I'm like, "What do we do when you want to take a vacation?" And he's like, "Well, why would that be a problem?" I'm like, number one, the Zoom meeting. I have no idea. I mean,
Nicole's got the Zoom meeting.
What if Nicole's easily. Injured?
Oh man!
God
now
forbid.
Now everybody's injured or on vacation at the same time.
But that's the thing. Like, I said, so going forward, can we just all take our vacations at the same time? He goes, I don't take vacations apart from you. I'm like, yes, you do.
You got out of the country.
Yeah,
yeah we talked about
Italy
past,
and Vietnam.
Was,
I mean,
know,
he takes these
Hawaii.
I'm like, right
that was before COVID times, before Comrexes and all, you know, all this stuff, but. And I do think that Nicole is capable of learning the GUI. Yeah.
And she's got to learn all that stuff. Like, you
well, we,
need
Bryn
to.
And I talk about that all the time. And
you need to bring her along. We need a backup to you.
Well, at some point, we'll get an engineer to help us out because they should be on with us to help out because that is an engineering thing.
Yeah, Bryn goes. Bryn's like, you know, the crazy thing is I'm doing this stuff. I'm not even, I shouldn't even be doing it.
I shouldn't this should be doing this stuff.
Engineering. I'm like, yeah, but guess what? The engineer we have has 16 stations to worry
That's
about.
That's true.
Like, what we need is you.
You want to hear something trippy?
Okay. Yeah. Sure. Wait, am I going to be able to understand it?
No, it's slightly along the same, you know, inside radio business nonsense is either interesting or it's not. I don't know what to say. But I have a good friend. When I first got into radio, he was the midday guy in San Diego. His name's Chris Ryan, and he was a guy who he did middays, and he was also the promotions director, okay? Mm-hmm. And I did surf reports, and so I always called into his show and would do a two-minute segment with him, and him and I got on great, so sometimes we'd chatted, you know,
yep.
mix it up a little before I got sure. to my report. So anyway, he was talking. He sent me a video as he's someone who has since left radio and used his marketing skills in another way and it's incredible that he's rebounded the way he has because frankly most people would go well now what do I do
right I'm telling you I don't know. I guess I would garden other people's houses that's the only thing I'm qualified to do
right so he's actually done very well for himself but he sent me a clip of this video he did where he was talking about his career and about how you know you need to stay flexible and still pursue you know, things you love and still be able to find a way to make money. And
right.
I'm listening to him and he's talking about how when deregulation happened, the whole radio world had no idea what would come of it. And ladies and gentlemen, what came of it is the smallest workforce in the history of mankind trying to do
the job,
an entire country's worth of radio.
It's incredible.
Like, that is what came of it. We thought we were all going to be sick with wealth.
We did.
Oh, my God. Corporate America has invested in us. We're going to be huge. And what they're really good at is slashing budgets.
Yeah.
So good at it.
They're good at making stockholders happy.
We didn't know. I didn't know. I was too young. I had no idea. But he was sitting there. His wife had just had a baby. And they were like, we can have people do your promotions job from any one of our markets. So
we're going to take the promotion that's happening here and we're just going to stick it over here.
Right.
We really need you to. Yeah.
And he's like, so there's my pregnant wife looking at me as I'm coming home saying, well, I've been fired. And I just thought about, oh, God, how many times across the country did that happen?
And still happens. I mean, even and the pandemic has been an excuse for a lot, not just radio, obviously, but for a lot of people to go, well, we, you know, look at us doing this in this way. We don't need these people either.
Right.
You know, this person can sit on Zooms all day and help people in 15 different markets. It's a very scary thing, the smallification for us, because we're in radio. The smallification of radio is it is real. And we used to joke about it when we were down to like 30 people. So, oh my God, how are we even running this place with only 30 people? And now we're like, okay, there's six of us. Let's do this thing.
I like to think we have nerves of steel, but I bet from the outside world, we have brains of mush. What are you, stupid?
Yeah.
You're
oh my God.
Sitting there.
Well,
we love it. We like doing this. Hello.
This is the only thing I can actually do.
Right. I'm trained in this.
Yeah.
I put my time, my 10,000 hours.
We've done our 10,000 hours. I think I don't know how many thousands of hours I suppose we could probably work it out, but
we should definitely not.
You know,
do
it's
that.
Just hard. Like,
let's do some math, guys.
No, we shouldn't do that.
To start, to start a whole new career.
Yeah, I'm super proud of him because what he did was take his skill set and find a way to continue to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And marketing is another area that has been shrunk.
Mm-hmm.
In big ways, not just radio. I mean, outside
the world of
everywhere, Instagram has become people's new. Well, we'll just post stuff, right?
Yeah, isn't that our marketing plan?
It's free. I mean, why not do that?
Right. If we get one thing to go viral, we're set for the year. It's fantastic.
Right. Anyway, I just that was just one of those moments as we were talking about radio and you know, the engineers that we can or can't get on the phone.
I did actually go and pursue engineering. That's the thing. You know, it's not as easy as training, you know, somebody who's not really.
Are you making excuses for Nicole already?
No, I'm just saying that, there are certain things that I, you know.
what are you saying here? Yeah, you went, even since you've been with us, you went to take electrical engineering classes.
At night, you know.
I was like, you're crazy. You got to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
You know, just to figure out the wiring for things. So,
listen, back to my original thought. You've got to take out your video phone today and whatever the hell the thing's called, the phone.
Video
phone it.
Camcorder.
Always count on you to keep us up and running, right?
Who, me? Yeah.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, sure. Listen, I know all the technological terms for things. Right. Technology. I really would love to see that room. I want you to walk, because my guess is, as I'm looking at you, because he's got just a badass setup. Like, if you've never seen a picture of our Zoom meetings, like, Bryn is in a disco party bus is what it looks like. He's in some limo or something.
It's a mess. You know, I'm not
wearing
pants.
That's the truth of it.
Everywhere.
I want to see the truth of it.
I'm in my underwear over here.
I want to see the truth. Like, what it looks like for us is really slick. And I want you to, like, start
goal,
with that,
right?
And then and then pick the thing up and walk around the room and show that, you know, all. I want to see the cockpit. Because really, when it comes to, yes, we're running, we all go back to the station and out from there. But, I mean, Bryn is running this show.
I've got my own cockpit here.
Yes, you do. In fact, yesterday I go, it'll be nice after the pandemic when we can do a podcast and you'll come here and we'll all sit in the studio together. And he goes, I can't do it.
Oh, it's an hour and a half away.
He's like, first of all, it's an hour away. Secondly, like, all my stuff's at the studio. I go, yeah, that's a satellite studio. Yeah. And he looks at me like, is it?
Exactly, though. It's a satellite studio. That's what I'm there for.
Right. So come to the main studio. You can come here and do all the stuff.
Oh, you're the main studio.
Yeah, Slap Production. That's why she put all that stuff in
there. Oh, right.
Yeah. I mean, I thought I was.
She was going to be the hub. And she still
I thought
is,
I was the you. Hub. It turns out I'm like, well, I'm the satellite studio, so, is what it turns out.
The station's going, wait, where are we in this mix? Yeah.
You're a satellite too, station. I mean, it's incredible.
They're the transmitter. You know?
Yeah.
Everything goes there.
When we do like the happy hour and stuff, we don't use the station. Like where Vryn has figured out a way to directly connect. It's crazy. It's insanity.
Oh, fun. Tech stuff.
Yeah. I know. So anyway, it was lovely to see you.
It was.
He comes over and I'm in my little she shack and making masks.
She made me a really cool mask too.
I have a new mask design,
Vinny. Cool.
Yes, I've made so many masks that I'm like, I'm sick of making these masks. I'm gonna make masks that you have a bandana on the front and tie it in the back and.
And it
actually,
has
Johnny,
a little metal divot thing that you can like bend.
Oh yeah, no,
to
it's
shape
a full on.
It's
a full on.
Even
thing.
Though it's a bandana.
It's a bandana, but I've installed a mask into it, so you have ear things and everything. But it's nice. I wore mine all day yesterday because I can just pull it off my face and have it around my neck. Keeps my neck warm. I need a warm neck.
Well, and there you are looking so very 80s metal, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, look. Hello. Check this out. I did a pink mask. Hold on. I want to show you.
It's got a mask.
Oh, yeah. So there's the mask, and then you pull down the thing, and it goes around your chin.
It's so cool. I had no idea how much I would like this. And you like,
yeah. Oh no. Now he's modeling it. Oh my god.
Right there.
I think Bruno Mars just came on the show.
If you did lose your job, you do have stuff you could do. You could totally do other things, Sarah.
People will not pay me what I need to.
This is sick, man. I think this is so
sick. Here's a mask. I need $40,000 for this mask. Well, I'll give you four. All right, I'll make 10,000 more of them.
I like it a lot.
Thank
it's
you.
Super cool.
Thanks.
I had no idea.
I like it a lot too.
I was like, yeah, whatever. Give me any mask. Cause my mask, the little strap broke. So I was like, give
he
me
shows
whatever.
Up with a janky mask.
I don't care. She goes, you want a blue one? Do you want an orange one? I'm like, I don't wear this for style, dude. I don't care. And then she gave me this. And I'm like, I'm so glad I got the blue one. This is so great.
Could have given you the pink one. All right. Anyway, so it was great to see Bryn, and I did break my rule of not drinking during the week.
Oh,
we had one beer.
Those same
you guys got
day.
Hammered,
we
huh?
Had one,
we didn't get hammered, Vinny. One beer.
Sat back.
I know it was St. Patrick's Day, mm-hmm. So we, you know, and John was in the house making the corned beef and cabbage.
John goes, I've got that. Hey, Riley's not going to let you in, so you got to stay out here, right? I'm good with that, bro. Don't worry about it. I'm just going to drop this off.
Riley's not going to. Boy, Riley has become everybody's fall guy.
No, Riley is. He gets really mad when people come in the house. Like, he wants to know ahead of time so he can isolate himself, and he's just, you know. At this point, I just want the vaccination. John got his first shot yesterday, and someone else we know.
Mm-hmm. I got mine too.
Nicole, you got yours?
No.
Yeah.
Wait, you got yours too?
Yeah.
When? You got yours too?
Yeah.
Bryn and Nicole got the
wait,
shot.
Well, Bryn got
have,
one?
We all have other jobs too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing.
This isn't our only job.
What are you talking about?
I have another job.
And she has other jobs.
Yeah.
So she does stuff that has public work in it. And so do I.
What?
You guys,
you guys don't know. Yeah,
Bryn,
you know.
Vin, apparently we need to get another job.
Well,
I'm
going to
go
want
be a,
another
I'll
job.
I'll be a waitress.
I'd much rather
it.
Just
I'll take
my
one and then I'll quit as soon as I get the vaccination. They both got their freaking shots yesterday. Oh
no,
my god, I'm so jealous.
I got mine last week.
Oh my god.
Oh my
you're
god. Did you get
how?
The one shot or the
No, the two.
Oh, so you got an appointment already for your next one.
Yeah.
And how did it go?
It was actually really organized. And,
so organized.
So organized.
Crazy.
Where'd you get it?
I got it at Kaiser. And then
for the record,
yes,
the biggest story in the world is this pandemic and whether or not people are getting their shots. And the idea that you got that and could have brought in firsthand a story from the front lines, that would have been incredible. Now, let's get back to...
This
so
is
you,
people are, like, ashamed to get the shot.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're not sure.
Well, it's like, you know... I don't know. It's just a lot of people. I was the youngest one there, so I did start to feel guilty. But all my sisters are getting it, too, because they're essential workers. And you have to fill out, when I made the appointment, I had to fill out a reason why and everything. And I was expecting pay stub checks. That's what I've been hearing.
I know. I brought a bunch of proof.
Yeah, and almost all of my friends have gotten it because they're either teachers or waitresses or whatever the case may be.
Right.
So, yeah, I was the only one that wasn't getting it. And I was like, I'll wait my turn. And then I logged in to Kaiser and I tried it. And boom, I got an appointment. I was so excited. Yeah.
She got an appointment.
John and Bryn went yesterday to Moscone. And John said, place is basically empty.
John and Bryn went together?
No, we went separately.
No, they went separately. But they both had their appointments there yesterday. And John said, yeah, I walked in at 10:05 and they were already getting to the 10:30 people. He goes, they said any other 10:15s? And he's like, yes. And then they're clean, moving.
Dialed.
It's moving quickly. People are getting it on time or earlier. Like, I was like, oh, man, maybe
yeah,
I
went to my
make
appointment
something up too.
Pretty early because I was paranoid about being late and then being like, nope, you can't come in. And I got there like 20 minutes early and I was out before my appointment time.
Oh, my God. They make you wait.
They made me wait and I had to watch a video and everything.
And everybody there, for the people who, you know, those of us who haven't gotten to get the
but
shot
really, really
yet,
want one.
Everyone there seems to want it. There's no men high stepping with nets, you know, trying to catch the guy who's on the run.
You've got to get back here.
We have to. It's all like people want it and people are getting in and out quickly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Long lines, too.
No billy clubs.
Long lines for the people who
no troubles
who haven't made an appointment.
Oh, so there's you're telling me people can walk in.
That's what it seems. I don't know, but I do see a really long line around the Moscone Center on the side. It's like a whole block long. But if you have an appointment, you walk straight up to the front, tell them you have an appointment, show them your QR code, and boom. Go that way. It's funny. You walk like 10 steps, and there's a person going that way. Then you walk 10 more steps that way, stand on that blue dot, and it's just like dialed.
I went to the hospital, and there's three lines. And then there was a line for vaccines, and I was just standing there before, and they had to ask me what I was here for. So then once I was like, oh, I'm here for my vaccine, they're like, okay, go ahead, go up these stairs. And then I had to check in and show them my Kaiser card. And then I just filled out the card, and I just waited and kept going around the corner, got a shot, and then sat down and watched a video about what the side effects could be, how it's important to wear your mask still, and all that stuff.
Oh, is it a good movie?
It was repetitive, but yeah, it was nicely done.
Okay. All right.
Well, it was something to fill the 15 minutes that you have to wait.
Mm-hmm.
Are either of you any side effects? John actually was not feeling well last night.
I was chatting with him yesterday.
How would you get, Bryn?
I have a sore arm. That's all.
His arm was really sore, but then he broke a sweat. He was like really like when I went to, I don't know how he is because I was like, well, whatever. I'm going to bed. I'm sure you'll live. Right? So he...
knock wood.
No, well, I mean, I haven't seen the guy since 7:30 last night. So.
Well, I mean, he did climb into bed with you at some point. Was he there when you left?
I don't know. I didn't look.
Oh, God.
He could be over on the couch.
Bryn, which one did you get?
Pfizer.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so they tell you specifically which one you're getting.
No. So when I was there, they just handed me the vaccination card, and on it had the shot. So I didn't know what I was going to get, and I couldn't choose. And then once I saw Pfizer, I was like, okay, cool. Because my sisters, they got Moderna.
Oh.
Because we all went to separate places.
Yeah, I wouldn't walk off if I got one or the other.
No, whatever, stick me.
I did not care.
Yeah, I'm just dying to get stuck. Mm.
Good for you guys. Way to go. So apparently, radio producers, comedians, Scott Capurro, and I guess if you know a comedian, his husband, then you also get a shot. It's weird. They said they were in food service.
I keep finding myself out of the loop.
I just missed again.
I know. I need to get a waitress and shift. I'll pick up a shift somewhere. We were just talking about that the other day. I used to like waitressing.
Oh, we have to wrap it up.
Hurry up, guys.
Now that our producer's done telling his story, we need to go.
I got my shot. Whatever.
Moving on.
In your face. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Allison Morning Show. We will be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.